Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. In this episode, I'm talking to Ken Jeong. Ken said that he was definitely moved by the fan reaction to NBC putting Community on hiatus. With last week's great ratings jump, he wants to give a big thank you to all the fans for watching. I love Community, and Ken's a big part of why it's so great. I'm sure you guys know by now that he's a licensed doctor who completed his residency in New Orleans while developing his comedy act. Then in 1995, he won the Big Easy Laugh-Off, which was judged by former NBC president Brandon Tartikoff, founder of the improv, Bud Friedman. That turned out to be his big break because both of them urged him to pack up and move to L.A. So from there, he started performing at comedy clubs and appearing on TV shows like The Office. But the role that really put him on the map was Dr. Cooney in Knocked Up. If you get a chance, you should watch the outtakes from that movie. He's brilliant. I talked to Ken at WonderCon about his love of the Community fans, how there's no need to improvise on the show, and working with the cast. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. It's how this site survives. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Ken.
So, Ken, we didn't get to see a lot of Chang in the re-premiere this week.
Oh yeah. Starting this week, you'll see the beginning of my favorite Chang arc of the series. I just can't wait to for people to see it. But I'm even more ecstatic and just so thankful to the fans of the great rating we had. On Thursday, the fans have spoken, and I mean the love that we have for the fans of the show and the love that the fans have for the show is so palpable. And
were you surprised how hardcore the fans were how panicked everybody got when the show was put on hiatus?
I was definitely moved by it.
Yeah.
A little surprised because, at the end of the day, the fans are the ultimate deciders for what we do. They're really our bosses when you think about it. And I felt just so much outpouring of love. And I remember going on vacation with my in-laws in Christmas, and we had a friend of my in-laws had her family over, and they all came over to the house who were just big Community fans. And one girl, people were wearing Andy's boobs t-shirts, and they came with Community paraphernalia, but for them to really miss the show so much.
Yeah.
was, and to really feel it, and trust me, whenever we're doing the show, we're thinking of that in mind. We do it for them, and I tell you, it wasn't for the passion of Dan Harmon. This is his universe. This is his ride, and we're all just have to be a part of it. It really is. So we're really grateful, I just can't emphasize just such a thank you to all the fans for watching, because this was definitely beyond our expectations, and we're just so really humbled by it.
This arc that is coming up, is this be the Chang Rises that we keep seeing?
Yeah, the Chang Rises that you see on the Twitter hashtags, and really can't spoil anything right now. Don't want to give anything away out of respect to the fans, but it really is just, I've loved this season so much as Chang as a security guard, because he gets to play, in season one he's authority, season two he's pathetic, he's a student, and then season three he's a blend of both, he's pathetic authority. And I thought what Dan did was genius, when he told me this season what I would, I remember at the beginning of the summer he told me this season what I would be, and I was ecstatic, I was just crying laughing when he described the plans he had. I was just crying laughing, it was great.
Is Nunes going to come back? I love this stuff.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I tell you, Melvin Rodriguez was so, the chemistry we have is it was just so great, and it, one of the few times I think that Chang was a straight man in the scene was actually the little monologue that Nunez has had. What's the thing that goes like this, like a parallel, like a 90 degrees? What the, you know, I think I was like, what, the arm? He's like, bingo, you know. And he did so many different takes of it. All of them were like so funny. And I sure hope he comes back. I think he's great. I think he's and he's in demand right now doing, we've become good friends out of it. So I know he's doing some movies right now and doing other TV shows. And so he's brilliant. But thank you for mentioning that, because I thought our on-screen chemistry was really good. And that was one of my favorite episodes, actually, with Gillian. We're doing the Britta Chang thing. It was definitely one of my favorite moments of the series, was to see Britta Chang in a subplot. It was like two characters who absolutely hate each other, just exploring their hate. There's no love. There's no respect. What I loved about that one, there was just no, oh, let's find a silver lining. Maybe that's something in common. No, they just purely hate each other. They have nothing in common, and they never will. But they're stuck in a situation together, and it was just through their mutual hatred they got out of it.
As weird as some of the stuff that you guys have done on that show is, and weird meaning atypical to what's going on, you know, with TV shows right now, have you ever gotten a script that you're like, I know this is funny, I don't know if the audience will get this?
I never think that. I think, oh my goodness, I can't believe the scripts are this smart.
Yeah.
And that there, I can't believe we're doing this in a good way. Like, I can't believe that this is great. And I tell you, I love the table reads, because just to read the words before you shoot it, and if you're already laughing, and there's just never been a community script where I didn't laugh out loud a lot. And like, it just to this day, after three seasons, I just, these, you know, it all starts with that. TV's a writer's medium, and it is more than anything else. And you need to, you know, it's, if you don't have a good script in any, it's so difficult. But we've had the, as actors, we've had this privilege and luxury of having these amazing script. It's for an actor, it's become an easier job for me, because the writers know the character of Chang better than I do, and you know, at this point, I just get paid to read the words.
You don't have to worry about filling it in for them where they don't get
Never.
It. They have the understanding.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a guy who improvised a lot in movies, you know, and was known for that. But on this show, I've evolved from, I think I would improvise a little bit the first season as a teacher, but you could do it because it was more like a monologue form. Mm-hmm. But once I was a student and was really integrated, Chang was really integrated in the school, you know, there, like, why improvise? It's just like, it's so much funnier, and like, there's nothing I can come up with that will be A, as funny as that, or B, as relevant to the story. It's a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's it really is, it's such a, I love this job and I love the show, and I'm just so grateful to the fans, man. I can't tell you. I just love it.
What do you think about the ratings too? You know, it's like they kept saying, "Oh, we need better ratings." The ratings. Is it because everybody's watching it whenever they want to, and just kind of put everybody together to say, "Okay, let's watch this at the right time so it counts"?
Well, I think definitely. We become a rallying point for the fans. You know, they held flash mobs and they held a lot of campaigns to save our show. And you know, it's pretty amazing where, you know, it's really the fans that helped drive the show back and bring it back the way it did in such convincing fashion. So I think it's a little bit of everything. And I think it's to have some time off and to come back, everyone comes back more grateful. Whether you're being a part of the show, making the show, or whether you're watching the show, everyone is. I think if anything, this has been a positive for us. It's actually the relationship between the show and the fans has actually been even closer, you know, because of this. So I think this has actually been you know, been a good thing.
Well, you know, one thing though too is, you know, you hear things like stuff like Chakra Fringe, even Community. Oh, these shows are too weird. I don't see Community is weird, but I'll read message boards things where people are just going, I don't get the show. It, to me, it's one of the funniest shows on TV. Obviously, a lot of other people think the same thing. Has that been your experience that it's too weird for people? Or
never. I don't. You know, when I think of it as just, I think of it as just so smart and so well done, and it's the specificity of tone that Dan provides is inspiring. You know, it really is so hard to have a unique tone on television. You know, it's so hard. First of all, you have to be brilliant enough to have that tone, and Dan does, but then to carry out and execute that tone, I feel that, you know, it's just, I look at our show as just being so thoughtful and so smart. It's just an honor to read those words, man. It really is. You know, I laugh all the time when I'm on set. I can't, because I read these scripts. I'm like, oh my god, I can't. This is awesome. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is great. You know?
As a comedic actor, like, you've done a lot of crazy stuff, both on Community and elsewhere.
Sure.
Does it surprise you when other people aren't as willing to go as far as you are for a joke?
I think everybody has different. I think the beauty of our cast is, and the beauty of any ensemble cast, you know, in comedy is the comedy comes from different places. None of our comedy, like among the nine of us, they all come from very unique places, and it never overlaps, you know. And so I think that everyone's approach to their comedy is, it has become a mosaic, you know, of energy. So you don't want, the last thing you want are like two actors, last thing you want, like, you know, on a basketball, in a basketball team, is like two actors who can play, two players who play exactly the same role with exactly the same skill set. It's redundant, you know. We don't have that redundancy, you know. Everything is so unique. So for me, I look at it as like, you know, I think a good ensemble is where that everyone is really unique, and their comedy comes from different casts. So I really, you know, so that's how I, that's my worldview on it.
Thanks, Ken, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.